Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. I hope your Tuesday's off to a great start. Everything is wet around here after yesterday's storms. They rolled in around 3 o'clock, and it was still rumbling when we went to bed. When I was a kid growing up in Florida, thunderstorms at night used to really scare me. But now that I'm an adult, I love them. I think I actually sleep better if I can hear the rain falling and some low rumbling in the distance. Well, the rain has cleared, and now we're in store for the warmest weather we've had so far this year. Mrs. Quackerson, our town's famous Mama Duck, must be coming down to the home stretch with her eggs, so I'm sure she'll appreciate spring weather finally arriving. We're also hoping for good weather this weekend because we've got a big celebration scheduled for Saturday. It's the 50th wedding anniversary for Miss Carolyn and her husband. You might know Miss Carolyn for her poems, but before she retired, she taught English at the high school for 42 years. Practically everyone who grew up here in Grace Harbor had her as a teacher, and she was everyone's favorite. Way back in 1975, during her first year teaching, she fell in love with the science teacher, Mr. Roberts, and they were married a year later. I asked her what the secret was to staying married so long, and she said, "Your love for each other has to be more than just a feeling." That got me to thinking, what are other ways we experience love or show love to others? Has anyone ever shared their love with you through their words? Or have you ever shown your love through actions? When you think of an example, go ahead and share it with your family. If you need more time, you can pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. I think what Miss Carolyn was trying to tell me was that it's easy to love someone else when they're making you happy. But no matter how amazing her husband is, there are going to be tough days over the course of 50 years. Can you think of a time when someone in your family or a close friend, someone you love a lot, has annoyed you or made you mad or even made you feel sad? That's happened to me before, and I know there are times when I've made my own family feel things like that. If our love was based only in feelings, it would be hard to love each other when that happens. But if we look at love like a promise, I will be there for you and you will be there for me, even on the tough days. If we look at love like that, we have a better chance of finding a way to make it through. In the Bible, there's a famous passage about love. It goes like this: love is patient, love is kind. Love puts up with all things, trusts in all things, hopes for all things, endures all things. That's definitely more than just happy feelings. And in fact, it's about so much more than just trying to make other people feel happy. It's about wanting the best for others and doing whatever we can to try and make it happen. That's the kind of love that God has for us. At Christmas time, we talked about how Jesus came to be with us to show us what living the right way looks like. God didn't just send us more rules or shout instructions from the heavens. He came to be with us. And then, a few weeks ago around Easter, we talked about how Jesus gave up his life so that God's great rescue plan would work and we could get back to being the kinds of people God made us to be and doing the kinds of things God made us to do. This week, we're talking about what's known as the fruit of the Spirit. That's the good stuff God wants to grow in our lives. And the very first one is love. Without love, none of the others matter that much. With love, they're like superpowers. Okay, let's close in prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you for your love for us. Even when we mess things up, you keep on loving us and keep on doing what's best for us. As you grow the fruit of love in our lives, let us try to show that same love to each other and the whole world around us. Amen. All right, Grace Harbor, have an awesome Tuesday, and I'll catch you tomorrow.